Hello?
Hello, is this Katina?
This is she.
Yeah, my name's on. I believe Eric told you about me. Talking about
Yes,
lead wiki writers, yep.
you're the journalist that is working on our NFT articles.
Yep, that's correct. Yeah, I believe you had to talk to me about NFT-related articles or NFTs in general.
Well, there was some feedback. You drafted one article, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and I provided some feedback on it to Alex. I don't know if you ever received it.
I think I did, maybe, but I was writing another article, so I might have skipped it for now. Yeah, tell me about it. What's up?
Okay. Well, I wrote him some notes to make it a little more specific and related to what we do in the marketplace, so a little more technical.
Okay.
Because what is unique about us is that we invest in both macroeconomic as well as technology investment in disruption. So I don't know if Alex shared those comments with you. Do you have a WhatsApp?
I actually communicate with clients through Alex. I don't exactly communicate directly. But first of all, tell me
Okay.
the article you're talking about. Is it, do you have the article open in front of you right now?
Yes, I do.
Is
I'm
it about
seeing
adapting to
threads.
the trend change? Is that the
Excuse me, I'm
article?
looking at my.
Yep.
I'm
Go
looking
ahead.
for my notes from Alex. It was just like a first draft that he sent me.
Can you please just tell me the title? Because I've got numerous articles open in front of me right now. If I could just get the title, I'd just know specifically which article are we talking about.
I'm trying
The
to
latest one I
find it.
sent was about specifically of NFTs, so adapting to the trend in financial assets, NFTs, and the crypto paradigm.
Correct. That was the one. Yeah.
Okay. So I specifically wrote about NFTs here because basically,
Yes,
I
so
mean.
that's yeah. Yes. So I have some comments and some technical things to incorporate
Okay, just a minute, please.
that
Can I record this call if that's fine with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, carry on.
So these are some comments. I can read them, and if you're recording, you can transcribe that.
Yep, please go
And you
ahead.
can incorporate or change however you want.
Okay, I'll do that. Please go ahead. Tell me.
So I added some specific macroeconomic and technical comments to give it a little more color. You can incorporate that as you wish throughout the article.
Okay.
And I'll read aloud now. The size of the global investment assets marketplace is approximately $250 trillion. While the majority of that is invested in traditional assets such as real estate and cash, crypto assets are the newest asset class that has skyrocketed from zero in the early 90s to $3 trillion, or over 1% of all global assets. NFT is the newest technological innovation in the space.
Okay.
NFTs are particularly suited for today's macroeconomic environment. In 2022, 2022 brought the end of low inflation environment, of the low inflation environment, pushing global inflation to over 7%, the highest in the last 30 years. As a result, investors are rushing into inflation protecting assets, and NFTs are by far the most innovative way to protect against inflation. NFTs have unique identifiers, which by definition makes NFTs limited and exclusive, which is the characteristic that is most important for inflation protective assets. It is because of that unique combination of technology innovation and inflation protection that Katina Stefanova at Marto Capital, you can obviously rewrite this and edit it so it's written better, recommends Marto Capital's investors to make a allocation to NFTs.
Okay.
Marto Capital's blend of expertise into technology disruption and macroeconomic investing makes the firm a decisive player in the NFT market. Stefanova says that NFTs are not a fad, but an emerging asset class that will make its way from the portfolios of early adapters to the portfolios of large family offices and even institutional investors. The adoption of NFTs as an investable asset will be fastened by the recent advent of high inflation.
Okay, is that it?
That's it. Yeah, so I wanted to include some of the technicalities of why this is unique for us.
Okay, that sounds good. I mean, yeah, I'll incorporate it in the article, and I'll have Alex send you the article after it's updated, okay? Do you have this draft?
Okay.
Have you actually made some comments on the article itself? Or you've written this?
I literally sent him notes in WhatsApp.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I did not figure out where to incorporate it or how to incorporate it. That's up to you. Nor did I edit it to be written in proper English.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I'll go through the article again. I'll read it. I'll have your notes with me. I'll read them. Mm-hmm. I'll see where I can fit them. I'll fit every single thing. That's that, but
okay.
In different places, okay? Not just at a block,
okay.
At like a block, like a chunk.
Yeah, yeah. It has to be woven into the to give it more depth. And then I had some ideas. I sent him comments that's separate on a second article on NFTs because I think we're writing 4 or 5 of those, I believe.
Yes, 5.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So the second one I wanted specifically to talk, and you can change the title to what is suitable, about collateralized NFTs.
Okay.
Okay. Most NFTs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So I'm explaining. So most NFTs right now are backed by nothing, right? Good thing the thing that is good about them compared to crypto assets is that you can identify each one from any other one. So it's like art, right?
Right.
Or
right.
If you take a photograph, you have the original print that costs X, and then there are copies of it that cost like less. So it allows you to do that. But so far, there is no collateralization of NFTs. And what we are proposing is collateralization of NFTs as a concept. So the next set of comments that I wrote relate to that. And I can read those to you as well if you're recording.
Yeah, I am recording. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you capturing me well and understanding? Because I have an accent and I want to make sure.
It's don't worry about it. Yeah, I'm understanding each and everything. If I won't be, I'll ask questions, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So collateralized NFTs. Marto Capital, and again, you have to rewrite. This is purely my notes.
Oh, no.
Free from. Marto Capital is on the forefront of technology disruption in the investment management industry. The CEO of Marto Capital, Stefanova, believes that traditional asset classes are inadequate in protecting investors in the current environment while delivering adequate returns or sufficient returns or competitive returns is probably a better word. The last 50 years led to a boom in traditional assets propelled by various macroeconomic factors such as falling interest rates, loose monetary policy, and strong economic growth. This was a Goldilocks environment for most investors and asset managers where it was much easier to make money and have strong returns than it is today. The environment has ended. as rates approximate zero, loose economic policy has become more ineffective with each cycle, and the global pandemic and political instability put a stop or put global growth, global economic growth at risk. As a result, investors now see the rise of inflation driven, As a result, investors now see the rise of inflation driven by supply constraints, an even greater infusion of liquidity by both governments and central banks. It is hard for investors to make money in such an environment. Innovation and creativity is needed, and Marjo Capital approaches the investment world with both experience and a fresh perspective. Stefano Lamarcha, CEO, looks for ways to create yields and asset growth for investors with downside protection. One creative way to do that is with asset-backed NFTs. The technological characteristics of NFTs make each NFT unique and limited. Marto backs NFTs with fractional value of assets from the real world, such as gold, real estate, precious stones, mining, art, which allows investors to have the best of both worlds, the digital and the physical, the ease of transfer, storage, and appreciation of NFTs with the downside protection of the value of real assets.
Okay, that's a cool concept, actually.
Yes.
So basically, you through
have
NFT.
A partner.
Sorry.
Yes. You want to collateralize NFTs with real assets, which are otherwise difficult to sell, transfer, and store.
Mm-hmm. So you're basically giving a percentage of the real assets through your NFTs. But
correct.
But the sale of the NFTs would go to you. The amount, the price, the proceedings
yes.
would go to
it
you,
will
or
keep it locked. Yes, it will go to us.
Okay, for example.
So we are basically selling the fractional value in the real assets for that. We have to own the real assets. We
yeah.
cannot sell something that we don't own. So
yeah.
if we own a mine, we can sell a portion of the gold through that. If we own a real estate building or a real estate asset, we can sell that or a portion of it.
Okay, so for example, if you've got a gold mine, let's say, I assume you've got a gold mine, okay? So you've got a gold mine,
yes.
let's say, of $1 million. Okay, and you make an NFT of it for like 100,000. So you sell the NFT for 100,000 in Ethereum, okay, for 100,000. And then the person who gets the NFT is now the owner of the amount of Ethereum in the gold mine. So basically, he bought the NFT for 100,000. So he now owns 100,000 of the 1 million gold mine, right?
Correct. There'll be something like that. But what we would do is we will value the gold in the mine, and if there, let's say the mine has, let's say, 2 billion worth of assets of gold
mm-hmm.
in it,
mm-hmm.
we can take 200 million of it and sell it as NFTs. We can sell it
okay.
as a premium, for example.
Yep.
We can sell, it may have a value of 200 million in the real world. We may sell it for 400 million because gold is appreciating and because there is the ease of transfer of NFTs and so on. We'll just
right.
do a...
It's your asset. Yep, it's your asset. You can have any price
correct.
On it.
It,
so
it has to be our asset. Yes.
Yeah.
So we can value it at whatever price the market gives us. It could be more than the current price of gold. It could be less
mm-hmm.
than the current price of gold. It really depends what the market...
Right,
and we can, because of inflation, and because NFTs are more easily, like if you buy real gold,
mm-hmm.
you have to store it. It that costs you. If you buy an NFT, you don't have to.
Right,
do that.
That's correct.
There's no
that's
cost
correct.
To it. So we think we can sell it at a premium.
That is an interesting concept.
We can
back
it by other things, art, specials, like stones, and so on and so forth.
But you still would need, it's an interesting concept, it's very cool, But you need to have exceptionally written agreements and legalities and rules about it, because, you know, at the end of the day, a person can come back and say that, look, the gold mine, the value is actually dropped, or the value of the NFT dropped, so now I would take back from the share of the actual asset. When in reality, he or she cannot take more than that than they actually had for the NFT, right? So they might just come back because people do that, right? They come back, they say, when they're making profits, they're happy. When they're not making profits, they're extremely sad. They go all over the place.
This is no different than having a share in a company.
Exactly. My point, exactly. It's just like stocks. So, you know, people come back, they say, oh, wow, I invested and I'm making profit, that's good. But not when the price drops, they actually come back, they give you a lot of flack, they fume, they say the company's fake, yada, yada, yada. They start abusing, right? So you need to come up with very good legal terms so that everything is clear in that document.
That's what we specialize in. Our background is in traditional finance.
I don't doubt it. That is perfect. That is perfect. So yeah, it's a very interesting concept.
Right. So I want to talk about, I specifically want to talk about that as one of our second articles.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So is that the only... Sorry, go ahead.
What did you say? No, please ask your question. I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. I was saying, is that the only asset you'd be backing, or that was just an example?
That was just an example.
Okay.
There's another one that, like, I don't want to talk about. That's why I gave in what I gave you. I gave you examples.
Mm-hmm.
There is
okay.
another, for example, Ruby, which is one of the largest rubies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a client that wants to provide us collateral so we can structure it in a way and do exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. But just make sure that everything you do, there is insurance for it, okay? So NFTs is backed with assets, and your assets are backed with insurance that has a clause that it is backed with, that is connected with NFTs, okay? Just come up with something like that. So if, for example, price... Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Sorry, you're an expert. I'm sorry. You're an expert. Okay. You know way more than me. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That is important because we know how important it is not to misrepresent to investors what they're buying.
No, sure. But you also do know that sometimes investors do misrepresent as well, you know, just to have more of it. So, you know, you're an expert, you know everything. So that's that.
Yep.
That's good. So, yeah, it's interesting. It's a very interesting concept. It's the first concept I've actually heard that NFTs are going to be backed with assets. The only asset I've heard is money. That's it. So basically you're coming up with physical assets like land or gold mine, et cetera, which is very interesting. It might be, you know, disrupting the market itself if it goes, you know, parabolic. That is what I hope for. So that's interesting. That is very interesting.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, this is very, very good. When do you think the first article will be ready and published?
The first article, by that you mean the one you made comments on, adapting to the trend chain in financial? I'll make the edits. I'll give the edits to Alex. Alex would give that to you. You can just have a look, and then we'll post for publishing. When we post for publishing, it takes around 3 to 4 days at max, or probably at max a week. So in a week, it will be live. And that after when it's live, I'll start working on the second one, this specific one. And then we can talk on the further articles we have to write. If there's any specific topic or anything specific you want in them, we can go from there.
All right, fantastic.
Okay, is there anything else you want to ask about NFTs, or you want to talk about crypto or anything? You know, you just let Alex know. Alex would contact me. I'll just have a call with you. We can, you know, just have a conversation. It's completely fine. And we'd learn from each other, you know. Probably you might have more knowledge about crypto. Probably I might have more knowledge about NFTs and crypto. So, you know, we'll just talk and, you know, come back to stuff, right?
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, for now, this is good for the first two. If you come up with a different idea or I come up with a different idea, I'll keep you posted. Because we need to publish two more, I believe, on the topic.
Yes, we will. We can actually publish about social media as well. You know, something regarding social media, connect your social media to the NFT and then coming to the article, for example, that it, because everything needs marketing, right? So social media is a good way to market what you're trying to do, because what you're trying to do is something new. So something new needs awareness, right? So awareness would come through social media. That can be through Katina Stefanova or Marta Capital. It can be both. It can be a specific brand name. It can be anything. Or it can be, for example, the asset you're selling as an NFT. It can be that as well. For example, if it's a gold mine, so gold mine XYZ can be a social media page or a sector, and we can, you know, just focus our marketing campaigns on that. So that creates a hype, it creates awareness, and then that awareness leads towards the NFT being being sold to, you know, someone who's worthy enough and well off as well.
Yeah. It's called accredited investors as well.
Yeah. Again, okay. Again, the expert. Okay, that's very good. That is perfect. So yeah.
All right.
So your financial.
Your
no problem. Your financial expertise are very, very good. I'm learning a lot. So yeah, your financial expertise would connect to the marketing collateral as well. So everything would be integrated and combined, which is perfect. You know. So we'll get on that. That's fine, completely fine. Once we are done with the articles, we can get on those as well.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much. I will speak to you later.
Yeah, we will speak later. Thank you. Thank you for your time. Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.